right?
Yep. And we are live. It's Tuesday Newsday. It's a new year. Happy New Year, Len.
Happy New Year, bro.
Thank you.
So what's been cooking?
I've been preparing to work more, basically.
Because you're not working enough already.
Right.
Oh, Rome. So what's new on the menu, working wise?
I got to knock out at least 50 to 100 episodes in the next 6 months. Meet more people and get out there more.
Okay, so public events are great. You know, like NBC's got a blood drive next Thursday. I think it's the 18th at DDP or Duncan Park. I'm not saying go to that, but like events like that, right? Is that what you're looking at doing? Just trying to get out and rub elbows, meet some folk?
Yeah. Do stuff for like community stuff.
Mm-hmm. They are always looking for people to, you know, announce events and all that. I mean, they're always asking me to do stuff. And it's fun. You know, you get to meet people, you pass out those cards, and it works.
Yeah.
It definitely works. I mean, I guess you want to meet people so you have more folks to interview, broaden your audience, all that kind of stuff, or is there another reason?
Yeah, that's the reason.
That's great. And how was Christmas?
Christmas was good. How about you?
Yeah, I got a few things. You know, book. nothing sexy, but certainly stuff I needed, you know, socks. So I'm warm and it's really cold. We'll get to the weather at the end of this newscast. But, oh my gosh. So the biggest gift I got, Mrs. B is going to be really mad that I didn't tell you this. I've been a New York Giants football fan since 1974. I was 9 years old. Started watching Spider Lockhart and players like that that you've probably never heard of. And back then, and I grew up in Northern New Jersey. And so growing up in the 70s and 80s in Northern Jersey, the Giants were popular. I mean, like the waiting list to this day, I believe, is like 30 years for season tickets. And so tickets are incredible. Yeah. And so tickets are incredibly valuable. And I just, you know, for a long time, it was just unattainable. I was a poor television reporter. Then I was a poor television reporter living in Virginia, North Carolina. So there was no way I was getting back here to watch a game. Then I moved back to the Northeast in my late 30s. And it was, I had little kids and really no money to go to a NFL game. And now, you know, fast forward to 2023, 24, and there's StubHub. And so we look there. Inflation. Then my wife has a friend in book club who didn't want to go to the game because the Giants were out of the playoffs 2 weeks ago. And so I went to my first Giants game. And nice. It was awesome. It was, I mean, if you're, it doesn't matter what team you're a fan of, but if you are a true believer, to be able to go to the game and scream for my team, you know, even though we stink, you know, it was really fun and I really appreciated it. Mrs. B got a good gift though, too. One of our sports people, Gabby Lucevero, you probably heard that name. She came in one day and it was a really cold day. She came in, you know, she's a tough lady. She anchors, she reports, she shoots her own video. She's coming in, you know, with her like camera and her bag and it's cold outside and all she's wearing is a vest up top, you know? And I'm like, aren't your arms cold? She goes, oh no, I got this heated vest. And so Mrs. B works in a school and she has recess duty all year round and they don't go in unless it's below 20. So I got her that heated vest and she gave me the thumbs up. So I did okay. I did okay. Nice. She's warm at recess. So that's the story of Best Hop Christmas. But yeah, it went well. It's going to be a really busy year for us at NBC Connecticut. Why don't I tell you one of the first things going on? It starts with a story. You know the whole Jennifer Dulos story, right? The lady who was missing in 2019. So there was actually news on this today, which will sort of relate to everything. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the fun stuff, Rome. We got to start with the fun stuff, not the Jennifer Dulo stuff. Don't we want to talk about movie and sports and food first?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's rewind. So movie, you go first. What's your movie of the week?
Classic Home Alone.
I've heard a lot of folks watching that. And so what did you see this time you didn't see the last time? Like in terms of, you know, you watched the movie for the second time. I'm assuming it was your second time or third. Or
Watched it a couple times. But I never really noticed all the stuff he was doing when he was alone.
Just like mischief, general mischief and hijinks.
Yeah, all the stuff he was doing. And they were gone for like, I think, a couple days, not too long.
Yeah. Young kids, back when we were young kids, we were all capable of that. That's for sure. So mine is about kids, but it was about kids left at a boarding school over Christmas break. And it's a movie called The Holdovers. And I guess it's getting nominated for all kinds of awards now. There's a guy named Paul Giamatti. He's a big-time actor. I think he's got some Connecticut ties, actually. And I think he went to Yale or something. But it was really good. It's really good. Highly recommend it. I thought it was really good. My wife thought it was a little slow. But, you know, if you like that private school Hogwarts kind of thing and you want a few good laughs, it was good. Sports team of the week. I'll go on this one. Baltimore Ravens are for real. They've
seen a lot.
Wow. Is that your sports team of the week?
Nah, it's not. But I've been seeing them doing a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're going to go far. Although, did you know Lamar Jackson, I think, has only won one playoff game, the quarterback of the Ravens?
Wow.
I know. I think he's won two. Three. Maybe he might could have won two. But I know it's his record's not good. And all they're talking about is they're saying, well, is he going to be able to get over the hump? And we'll see. They look good. Although, how about those Rams who beat the Giants when I went to the game? You want to talk about a double barrel pair of receivers. I mean, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Woo! And that Kyron Williams guy who's doing all the running. They picked up, you know, lightning in a bottle in midseason, and then the quarterback's not hurt for the first time in 2 years. What do you think?
Right. It was crazy. Was it cold when you went?
Yes, but no. It was 40s. But you know that going to a stadium, it's always cold because it's just, you know, windy and the Meadowlands is right near the water. So I was wearing my big honking NBC jacket and I had on, you know, a knit hat and my thermals and my wool fleece lined pants. So I was warm, but I dressed for it.
Right.
You know, we were tailgating in the parking lot and the wind was blowing and whatever, but we felt no pain.
So you,
have you ever been to a football game?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you got to go. StubHub, it's cheaper now, supposedly.
StubHub.
Or get friends like my wife.
Okay.
So you're saying about the Ravens.
You think they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year?
Probably. But I think it went from, it looked like it was going to be the Niners and the Ravens to it could be anybody. Because everybody's getting beat. I mean, the only team that really hasn't had a serious beatdown is the Ravens. I think that's why everybody's saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be them. But, you know, you got to be hot at the right time. You still got a month to go, and they could get cold. Right now, I think the Rams are pretty hot. So, I don't know. But I would say the smart money is saying it's going to be Ravens in San Francisco in the Super Bowl. And probably the Ravens will win.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, is that what you think?
I think they'll win. I think they got it.
Yeah. Why?
And they never got it before, right?
No, they beat the Giants in 2000. They shut us out. Like 21-0 or 25-0. It was horrible. I think they even got a safety against us. That was our bad Super Bowl.
Yeah. They might take it this year. They should.
They should. I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's coming from. everybody's feeling the same way. Food dish of the week is boring. Salad. Starting the new year right. New Year's resolutions. Mine are eat better, of course. Sleep more. Read more. Read books.
Those are good.
How about you? Work more. But you're young, so you can work more.
Yeah.
I'm too old to keep working more.
Right.
So you're gonna work more and then you're gonna eat better, sleep better.
Okay. And get more massages.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Because my neck's always killing me.
Yeah.
Do you get them every once in a while?
Yeah, it's kind of like one of my things I do a lot. I make sure I go at least twice a month.
Wow. So you're like on one of those programs, like one of those places where it costs less if you do it regularly?
No, it's like a regular price. It's like $60. Give them a $10 tip. Hour massage. 30 minutes, they do it without the oil. Then the other 30 minutes with the oil and the hot rocks.
Ooh, that sounds good. Where are you going?
They have them at the mall.
Because I'll hit whatever. I've hit Massage Envy a bunch of times. And they're fine. You know, and they offer that plan. You know, they always try to sell you on the plan. But yours is just, at West Farms or one of the other malls around here?
West Farms.
Yeah, one of those salons kind of things.
Yeah.
Day spas. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then they stretch your body out all these ways.
Yeah, like that psoas muscle in your leg. They always mess with that one on me. Because they're like, you're so tight there. You don't stretch that at all. I stretch that at all, and I don't. I stress it. I don't stretch it. So.
Yeah.
All right. So boring New Year's resolutions. But we got to do them because we want to be better people. So,
right.
Hit the news. I got to get back in that newsroom. So, Jennifer Doulos, huge story in 2019. This was this mom from New Canaan who ended up missing. Still really don't know a lot about how she disappeared, but more than 4 years after she disappeared, a court today released that it has declared her dead. It actually declared her dead on October 24th. But Doulos, again, was this mother of five from New Canaan, last seen in May 2019. The judge said that the overwhelming evidence submitted to the court supports the claim that Jennifer sustained non-survivable injuries. And that decision, again, October 24th, but the court released it today. Interestingly enough, one of the alleged accomplices of Fotis Doulos, her husband, Jennifer Doulos' husband, was a woman named Michelle Draconis. She is on trial starting Thursday. NBC Connecticut will be live streaming this, and you'll be able to watch it. Also, my colleague Shannon Miller, who's on the NBC Connecticut Investigates team, is going to be anchoring a 9 a.m. program every morning, sort of telling you what's coming up. So please let your listeners know about that. We're the only station that's going to be offering anything like this. And certainly it is a case that has captivated the attention of our state. So make sure you check it out. But let's talk also about new laws. Rome, I had this on the list last week and we had to cancel, but it's still totally relevant. So check some of these new laws out. Starting, January 1st, because the new year, that's when our state legislature will put a lot of these new laws in effect. A new state law requires online dating operators to adopt policies for handling harassment reports by or between users. That sounds important to me, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Connecticut is raising the minimum wage for workers. While the federal minimum wage has been static at $7.25. Come on, let's go, Congress. Since July 2009, it goes up in Connecticut to $15.69 per hour, or it is now. So it's almost $16 an hour. Other news, about 1 million tax filers are expected to benefit from Connecticut's first income tax reduction since the mid-1990s. I heard it's a few hundred bucks, but it all helps, right?
Right. Wow.
You're surprised, aren't you?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, there's another way to make more money. Did you hear about this bottle deposit fee?
I seen something about that.
Yeah, it doubled. It went from 5 cents to 10. And I mean, you're talking real money now. You got 300 cans. It's $30. I mean, that's money. That's lunch. So it increased on Jan 1 from 5 cents to 10 cents. So the fee on a 24 pack of bottles and cans increased from $1.20 to $2.40. So every case of beer you buy, almost $2.40. That's just deposit. So you want to get that back.
Right.
Also this year we get early voting in Connecticut. I know, you know, a lot of your listeners probably, that's something that they would probably want to do. The law the governor signed last year now requires 14 days of early voting for general elections, 7 days of early voting for primaries, and 4 days of early voting for special elections and presidential preference primaries. Don't say that 10 times fast.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
So you vote. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
But you'd like it to be more convenient, I think I remember you saying.
Yeah, because it'd just be flooded everywhere. If they do that, then it gives people more time to vote.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have a lot of friends and family that say that, excuse me, would like something like that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we are going to see. Early voting. Sounds like a good idea. Other news. Other things, January 1st. The Vision Zero bill. Vision Zero is a concept that we have no fatalities from anything going on our roads, you know, pedestrians, bicyclists, cars. The Vision Zero bill that just passed last year allows for cities and towns across the state to install speed and red light cameras. Hasn't happened yet. There are serious guardrails on this. They can't install it in places where they would be sort of being predatory on, you know, poor neighborhoods, which apparently was done in other states and in the past. The cameras have not yet been installed. It'll be up to the cities and towns to do it, and the state DOT will release guidance for towns and cities to better understand how and where the technology would work. Now, you probably are aware, I did a big story called Reckless on Our Roads for the November rating period, and there's some scary driving out there, still is. You know, I mean, I think that you probably at this point need to have these red light cameras and these speed cameras just as deterrents. But I know a lot of folks don't feel that way. What do you think?
I think so, because then we'll all be safer.
I think so. And there's interesting questions that come up. I know that there were some of these cameras before in Connecticut, and a lot, and they got rid of them because people would say, well, that was my car, but I wasn't driving it. And so now the modern day problem is, what if you have a driverless car? Yeah, go figure that one out. But we're way, way, way away from that. That's
not yet.
It's going to be a while now. All right, one more new law. A new law will allow pharmacists to prescribe certain types of birth control without the patient having to see a doctor first. I am not getting into the politics of this, but I know that there probably are a lot of people that think that's something that makes their lives easier. So I'm going to leave it at that. I've delivered that news. I'm not going to get into the politics of
it. Me either.
And then let's talk weather. Oh, my. Quite a bit of snow. It's melting right now as we speak. It's going to be warm through Saturday. I think it's going to be in the 50s tomorrow, maybe. And then again on Saturday. And then the world changes again. You got to look way out in that forecast. And I think by next Wednesday, and again, I am not a weatherman, but I can read. And it looks like it's going to get super cold and possibly another big honking snowstorm. So,
oh boy.
Welcome to January.
And all right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That's all I got, man.
And that storm is next Wednesday?
Yes, but you know Rome, like I told you in class all those years ago, 48 hours is all we really know. Anything after that, you go further back than that, you know, we're making educated guesses, and don't get the wrong idea. You know, our storm tracker weather team is amazing here at NBC Connecticut, but you know, you're just, the further out you go, you're dealing with less and less accuracy. Although I will say, I think we pretty much nailed that forecast. They said 5 to 10 inches across the state, you know, for most of it, not the shoreline, of course.
Yeah.
And they said isolated 10 to 12 up in the Northwest Hills. And that's exactly what happened. It didn't time out like we thought initially. I think they thought it was going to come in later and be in the overnight. And then I think it came in a little bit earlier, if I recall. Maybe I got it wrong. But I know the timing wasn't exactly like they wanted it. But you got your snow. Were you happy?
Yeah, I like snow.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It wasn't the fluffy snow, because I wanted to get out and do some snowshoeing or skiing or something. But that's okay.
Yeah, that's maybe okay. The next
letters were happy. Yeah, yeah. And with that, I'm going to cruise for news. We'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next week.
All right. Take care, Rome. Thank you.
All right, Lynn. Take care.
Be well.
Bye-bye.